cliffcentral.com.
Jared Orlin is here. It's always nice to see him. We can talk to him about Leo DiCaprio as well. I'm sure he knows all the stuff that's going on there. He knows a lot of stuff, Jared. Right? He's our go-to guy when it comes to understanding TV. I want to ask him about Billions because those episodes are not coming fast enough.
They really aren't. I've had three so far.
I'm up to four.
Wow.
I watched number four on the plane. Oh, it was good. Good Lord, this is a good show. It's the best show ever. Here he is. He's Mr. Entertainment. He's with us this morning. Hello, hello, hello. Let's cross over to Jared Orlin and find out what's happening in the world of television and all the other exciting stuff around that. Here he is. Let me give you a decent intro. What should we have here? Let's have a fan.
Have you got the 20th Century
Fox? You want 20th Century Fox?
Yeah, yeah.
I can give you that. Here we go.
Or Game of Thrones.
Give him the real one. Oh. La la la. That's from the first recorded session, and then only afterwards they decided, let's just go instrumental, no vocals.
So that's on the behind the scenes of DVD cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Special for you. You asked for it. Now you got it.
I feel very privileged. Thank you.
How are you, Jared?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I saw Deadpool last night, and that's put me in a great mood.
Great movie.
I still have to see it. We had a special premiere last week for a whole lot of our listeners. They loved it. Everybody came back with rave reviews.
I can see why. It's taking the superhero genre to another level, a level that it should go to.
Like a funny level.
And very meta, which is very nice as well. So it's full of in-jokes, and they break the fourth wall, and they tell you, hey, look at us, we're breaking the fourth wall, and it's wonderful.
All right. This could be a whole new dimension.
I'd love to see a TV series of that.
Mm. That would be so good. I was thinking the same thing yesterday.
Now, speaking of TV series, these guys got into a huge debate yesterday. I wasn't here about documentaries and how you could put these together and whether you need the permission of the people in real life in order to make, for example, an Oscar Pistorius movie or television show.
Which is happening. Yeah, they're going to make a documentary.
And there's the whole OJ thing at the moment as well, which is huge.
Right. So, okay, so Flax told me about that. You guys gave me a little homework.
Well, we were hoping you would help us because we don't know how it works.
And help you I shall. I've done some research, and basically you don't own the story of your life. It's in America, it's a free-for-all, so anyone can make anything, documentary, TV series, movie, miniseries, about anyone else.
Now I'm annoyed. I didn't think of this.
So the only way you can get past it is if you make or if you write, for example, the book or the story or the script of your own story, then you sell the rights to that to somebody else. Then you have some level of control. But the E! Entertainment Channel for years has built their name on the unauthorized story of X, Y, and Z celebrity. And that basically is how it works in America. I'm not a lawyer. I should say that up front. So I don't know the legality of things. But if you were O.J. Simpson, for example, there's nothing at all that you can do about the fact that there is this TV series on Fox that is about your trial.
Wow.
Nothing at all. The only legal recourse that you have, and there's three things. It's, I've had to write it down.
No. This is why you're the best in the business. You know your stuff. All right.
Thank you. There are three recourses that you have. It's invasion of privacy, libel, or defamation. Those are the three things that you can sue on. That's it.
Okay.
You see, but that's very interesting because the likes of, case in point, Martha Stewart, you know, she has her name coined. It's like trademarked because it's the Martha Stewart brand and there's all of these things. So when you release something with the name Martha Stewart, I assume it would have to go through her for authorization or approval.
Not necessarily. It is a bit of a gray area. So I can still make a documentary about Martha Stewart's life, but she can sue me. That's fine. She can. Uh-huh. And the Americans are very litigious.
Yeah, they'll take you down. So you'll start the show. You'll make a couple of episodes. You haven't made any money back yet. They'll watch a couple of episodes. They'll see that you've misrepresented them in a certain scene or a certain situation, and you've maybe used a half-truth or you have embellished it a little bit. Then they'll sue you for that.
Yeah, unless you do something along the lines of, and presumably entertainment lawyers specialize in this sort of thing, is you say it's based on a true story. and then you've covered your ass very, very carefully. So the guy's making this TV series, which is the American crime story, People versus OJ. They could change the ending if they wanted to. They could make it that OJ went to jail and then...
found guilty.
And then was murdered in jail, for example.
Yeah.
They could totally do that. He may have some legal recourse to sue there, because there you could maybe argue that there's some kind of a defamation.
Well, all he has to do is pitch up in court and go, look, I'm still alive.
There you go.
The glove does not fit. You must acquit. But it is interesting that they're doing an Oscar Pistorius one. Do we know who would play the roles?
Look, with the story that I came across yesterday, they haven't revealed any of that information as yet. And as far as I understand, the documentary is yet to be shot. So we would probably only see it in a year or so. It's not something that we can expect in 2016 from what I was reading yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds about right. These things take a long time.
I think Charlize Theron should play Reva.
Too old now.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A blonde?
Yeah, we need someone younger.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Also.
Too old?
No, I just don't think she fits the role.
Model E.
Okay, yeah, it needs to be a model. Some new hot girl on the scene. Who would you cast?
She's too short.
Who would you cast as Oscar Pistorius, Jared Ornan? Come on.
Wow. I don't know who would want to play that role.
Yeah.
that's the thing. Ryan Reynolds could probably pull it off. It's just
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
He's crazy.
He would do that.
He has nothing to lose in Hollywood.
No. So tell me, Billions is my favorite new TV series.
I love that you love Billions.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so glad I discovered it. And again, I was tipped off to watch it by someone who listens to us. And I'm salivating for the next episode.
Yeah, and they were renewed for a second season.
Thank goodness. I hate it when these networks produce a great show and then they won't give us another season.
It's not the network's fault usually. In that case, it's the viewers actually. If people don't tune in, then they know numbers and then they cancel the show.
All right. Are there other shows that I need to know about? Because I like to have one or two on standby in case I can't get the next episode of Billions.
Okay. That's airing currently. Mm-hmm. You're a Netflix subscriber.
I am.
Okay. Have you checked out Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No, but you told me about this last time.
Yeah. Gareth will never like that.
Not?
You don't think so?
No.
It's very quirky. Is that a swear word for you, Gareth?
No. You know what? Maybe I've got to watch one episode and we'll find out whether Ben knows me better than you.
Netflix has got the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's a movie, not a TV series, that is coming up in, I think it's the 25th of February.
What is that?
Who is in that? Do we know?
It's the people that you know from the original movie.
Wasn't that a dance movie?
No. It was just well choreographed fight scenes. It was a fantastic movie. But what they've done for this sequel, which will be on Netflix only, is the Asian actors now speak English. Whereas it was subtitled in the first one.
Thank God.
So that's going to be weird, but I'm very excited.
Okay.
No one else cares about Crouching Tiger.
The English language.
It just seemed like a fad of people flying around. It was like one of those things like we've got new ways of filming and this movie is it.
Yeah, it was sort of the Asian Matrix without the cool conspiracies.
Let's talk about the business of TV for a second. How are Showmax and Netflix doing in South Africa?
We don't have statistics.
We don't. We have no idea, right?
Yeah. Netflix does not even have a publicity office, a PR team, an operations base that we are aware of. Their messaging to the world was, hey, we've launched.
Wow, that's it, huh?
In about 126 countries.
Yeah. And that was pretty much it. So if I want to contact Netflix South Africa and say, hi, so what are your future rollout plans? What can we...
There's no one to talk to.
I have nobody to contact. It's a little frustrating from being the media side of things. We don't have a way to really to get any information out of them. And a lot of people here, what I'd like to know is, what do they feel about people who have subscribed to American Netflix before they launched the local version? How do they feel about that? Does it bother them? Because technically, so long as they get your subscription fee,
they don't care.
They shouldn't care.
Yeah.
What difference does it actually make to them? But yeah, stats, we don't have that yet. The two offerings, I think, are so, in terms of content, they're very different. And what I like about the fact is if you put the two of them together, it's still not that expensive.
Yeah. So in other words, you could have a South African one and an American one. Yeah. It wouldn't make a difference.
And Showmax on top of that.
Huh. And it's still better than paying a DSTV subscription, right?
I didn't say that.
You didn't
well,
say that.
Well, as a non-sporting person, you're looking at the number 700 Rand a month, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you can get all these other things and it comes in like under 700, Sure.
You'll miss out on sport, though, Ben.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm a minority. There's people out there like you who don't care about ever having sports on TV.
That's probably been on my TV once.
Jared, what happened to Narcos? They gave us one season in 2015 and now it's done.
No, there is going to be a season two.
Yeah, there is a season two coming. I'm actually not sure when it's coming because I've looked at the Netflix premiere dates for the year and there's no announcement of when we'll get the next season of that.
With Netflix, do they film it all and then drop the entire season, or is it one by one?
They dropped the entire thing at once, so they're big on binge view. They've sort of spearheaded the concept of binge view. That's their whole Netflix and chill concept. You sit down and you can watch everything in one shot.
That's why we wait so long.
That's why it feels like you're having such a long break, because think about The Walking Dead, for example. What they do is they split their season, which is 16 episodes, in two halves, so 8 and 8. And it feels like there's no wait because they do that. So you start the season in, say, I think it's October, then they run through, then they take a bit of a break, and then they came back on the weekend with the second half of the season. So it doesn't feel like you've got this really long gap.
How long is this Walking Dead going to go on?
It's not going to end anytime soon. It's one of the biggest TV series in the world. You don't like it?
No. I like it. And I've heard that last night's episode was extraordinary.
I haven't watched it yet.
No, neither have I.
But it
people
just
are
seems
raving.
Like there needs to be a next level, though. The zombies, we've spoken about this. The zombies need to become faster or cleverer, or the humans need to become more interesting.
And less depressing.
Or the humans and the zombies need to start mating and making a product of zombumen.
Now there we go.
Zombumen.
There.
My God. Mums, you should be a creative director on this.
Because this whole thing about living in housing estates and being desperate, I mean, like anywhere in this country. Like, it's no biggie, really.
And as Jared said, less depressing would be good as well.
Yeah, the previous season was a real downer.
Yeah.
I saw the Game of Thrones people have started dropping their little, previews?
Trailers.
Yes, and it looks very interesting. There's not much that we can glean at this point from Game of Thrones because we've caught up essentially with the book material. So anybody who's read the books for the first 5 seasons was going, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I hate those people.
And now nobody knows anything really. Right. So we're in the dark completely as to what's going to happen. I suspect, and it would be really foolish of them not to make this happen, that Jon Snow is definitely not dead.
But does he die in the books?
They don't know because we've caught up with the books.
Yeah, but I mean,
up until the point where the books are, no, he's still alive.
Right.
Okay. So the
George
fact that
RRGBFH Martin or whatever his name is he's writing stuff now that will be made into the next series.
Yeah. Apparently what he's done is he's shared his end game. So who would the series and the books would ultimately end with? One person sitting on this Iron Throne. We've had lots of people sitting on the throne as we go. So I thought that was a sort of a strange way of saying that's how it ends. But that's the plan. And he's shared that with the creators. And they've said, okay, cool. We'll end it the same way, but we're going to take a different journey to get there. So, for example, in the books, Catelyn Stark. It was a fantastic.
She was
one of the best characters on the TV series for me. When she was killed at that Red Wedding, in the books, she's resurrected as basically a zombie. They don't use the Z word, but she's a zombie in the books, and she comes back and she exacts her revenge on the people that then killed them, which was, I think, the Frey family.
Mm-hmm.
The TV series never did that. She died. That was it. We never saw her again. So the big theory doing the rounds is that that Jon Snow will get resurrected as a kind of zombie Jon Snow, sort of inhuman Jon Snow, either by the Red Priestess, Melisandre, or somehow he becomes a kind of a zombie character. So he will be dead, because they've said, no, Jon Snow is definitely dead.
Right.
And he will be dead, but alive.
Well, we just geeked out of control for Game of Thrones fans.
But that's what needs to happen in Walking Dead. Rick gets bitten, but because he's so strong of heart, he doesn't go full zombie. He's like semi-zombie. So he still wants to fight the cause of the humans, but at the same time, he's eating a couple of humans as well. That's what needs to happen here.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would work for me.
Like, he gets really bad acne, and everyone's like, oh, it's awkward. He's like, no, it's fine. I'm really good. Okay.
I'm just a little hungry. Come here.
Yeah.
So, Jared, with TV Plus magazine, you keep a very good eye on what's going on locally.
Mm-hmm.
What's exciting about South African TV at the moment?
Lip Sync Battle. We should be getting our own version of Lip Sync Battle. We don't know who's going to be appearing on the show.
That's a show?
That's a show.
It's a big show.
It's huge. It's really... You must check it out. I think it's a... It's 22 minutes of the most ridiculous fun you'll ever see on yes. TV. It's
Sia
not
loves it.
Clever. Yes. It's not cerebral. It's not serious. It's silly but fun.
Yeah.
They take two celebrities. They each lip sync two songs. And then someone gets a belt. That's the premise of it. It sounds ridiculous. You're kind of side-eyeing me, Gareth, going, what
sounds
the
like the worst idea in the world.
Maybe I'm not describing it well enough.
Is this going to be local celebrities they're going to use?
So they're doing an African version. So there will be celebrities from across the continent.
Because I love it. Like Channing Tatum, when he did it, it's so funny. They basically, so let me explain what they do. They'll play a song.
Now Jared didn't get it right. You're going to try?
Well, maybe I might
go for it. Okay, let's see.
So they play a song, and the celebrity will dress up to like the theme of the song, and they will lip sync it, but they'll do funny movements, and it's just
so when Channing Tatum did it, what did he do?
He did Frozen.
Yeah, he wore a Frozen, what was it?
Yeah, Frozen costume, which is insane. But then to top it all off, he did a second performance as Beyonce with Beyonce's Run the World.
So he had the blonde hair.
On the cherry on top was that Beyonce also
some of them dress up
on stage.
Not everyone is cross-dressing on the show. Greg Sulkin from Faking It did My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And he did it shirtless with a wig on, and then he poured a milkshake on top of his head, which was extremely weird. Some people do nothing.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's fun.
All right.
So, I mean, it sounds like a show that is very heavily dependent on the celebrity in question 100%. Being entertaining. Otherwise, it's going to be completely boring.
There have been some boring episodes of the American one where people didn't dress up a lot.
The host, you've got Chrissy Teigen and LL Cool J. They're also funny.
They're great. Chrissy Teigen feels like it, so they call her the color commentator, which I think must be the most embarrassing job title to have on television. She stands behind the bar, which is essentially a product placement shot.
Baby bump.
And her boobs, which look like they're about to pop out all the time.
Yeah. She's got great boobs right now.
Okay. She does. This is John Legend's wife.
Yes.
And she gets a chance to maybe throw in a quip or two. She's by no means an Einstein, but she gets to say one or two interesting things.
Who wants Einsteins on TV?
Yeah, fair enough. You'd maybe want someone on the level of Stephen Fry who can say something clever and witty and intelligent at the same time.
You saw his thing about Twitter?
I did.
Isn't it great?
Well,
such a fan.
It's great that he said that, and I agree with him completely. People are horrible trolls. But it's sad that he's not on Twitter anymore. He'll come back, though.
He'll find other places to be. It's not like you can shut Stephen Fry up, but he just doesn't need to have his voice dulled down by the stupid of Twitter.
You said that you would leave Twitter?
No, I will.
Why?
Because I'm irritated in the same way he is. I mean,
too mean.
You weren't paying attention to the news in the last 2 months?
No, I've been paying attention.
So what do you want to know? I know you've got questions.
If somebody, Gareth, so if somebody wanted to make a story of what happened to you with idols and everything, how would you feel about that? Based on the conversation we were having earlier,
as long as I am portrayed in the documentary by someone much better looking than me,
okay.
I'm very happy. If it's someone uglier than me, I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to sue. But if it's someone much better looking than me, then it's 100% fine.
And based on invasion of privacy, I think you would probably have a case there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, I don't need extra. I don't need a monster portraying me on screen when I look like this in real life. You know what I mean? Come on. Well, there are one or two other shows that are doing quite well in South Africa at the moment. Of course, the soapies continue to rake in the ratings.
Yes. So Uzalo is now the most watched show in the country. That is it was supposed to be a telenovela, Monday to Wednesday on SABC 1 after Generations.
What is the proper definition of a telenovela? What does that mean?
Well, I wish someone would tell the South African TV networks, because none of them are actually using the proper definition.
Okay.
A telenovela has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's based on a Spanish format, and it's usually quite dramatic. There is an Eva Longoria sitcom called Telenovela.
Uh-huh.
And she plays a telenovela star. It's a sitcom, and she's executive produced and starred in that. That's one I would recommend highly.
Okay.
It's not in South Africa, though, and you can't get that on Netflix. But anyway, so it comes to an end. There's a finite number of episodes. It's not a specific format. It's not ends on 180.
Like a soap opera can carry on forever.
Forever. Okay. Days of Our Lives is in its 50th year and just got renewed.
I'm sorry. I see on
50 years.
Is this the latest? This is the latest one now?
That is the latest TV
Plus.
This
is the latest TV Plus. On the cover, Bold's Brooke.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you something. This is Brooke, who's been on Bold and the Beautiful
for almost 30 years.
Since I was four.
Yes.
So how is she still there?
Her and Eric are the only two original cast members left on the show. They're still there. They're, I think, in their 28th
Eric
year.
Eric is still alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eric Forrester is still alive.
Eric had gray hair when I was born.
What about Rich Forrester?
It's he must be a zombie. He's a zombie, right?
He's the walking dead.
I'm genuinely surprised that man is still alive. He was old when we were all born.
Yeah, well, they don't use him in story a lot, but yeah, he's still there.
Sure,
they wheel him out. I mean, how do they manage that? What a story! Do they still have the same theme music?
They do.
Do they?
But they have a different. It's slightly different, but the tune is still there, and they have a different opening title sequence now because the cast has changed a lot.
Let me see what
there's
Brooke.
A different guy playing Ridge.
I want to see what Brooke looks like.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
There she is.
Ridge, Thorn. But
that's Brooke, who's now a bit of an alcoholic. So she's having love problems, and she's turned to the bottle to cope. So that's not a great photo.
A box of vodka. Not a bottle. A box of vodka.
I can completely understand that.
She's hitting that bottle in a big way.
Yeah.
And her hair is all messed up, but she still looks in reasonable shape.
Because she's in love with the fiancé of her sister.
Who comes up with this
I'm surprised that there has never been an incest storyline when it comes to soapies, because everybody marries somebody and then they have an affair with that person's brother, and then they have an illegitimate child with the uncle of the brothers. Like, it's I'm surprised that there's never been an incest.
I'm surprised
story.
We actually do have one. I'm
surprised the people who write these things don't get arrested, because they're sociopaths. To come up with these stories, you have to be a little bit freaky.
Well, you shouldn't take the stuff too seriously. Nobody. If you took soap operas seriously, then every person that you fancied, you would essentially connive and scheme to get them into your bed, whether they were married or you were married or whether they were even your cousin.
How dare you say that? There are a lot of people who believe soap operas are real.
No one believes that, surely.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, nobody can possibly believe that.
I interview soap stars all the time. They tell me people come up to them in shopping malls and on the street, and they say to them, oh, you know, I was so sad to hear about you and Ridge Forrester or whatever. It happens.
That's because people don't know the actors' real names.
Who's our most successful soap star?
Oh, wow. The cast of Azalo are doing incredibly well at the moment, with it being the number one show. Interestingly, Rapulana Sepama, do you guys know?
Yeah, of course I know Rapulana.
Yeah, he was in a car accident.
Yeah, it sounds pretty hectic, because I think is it two or three people died in that accident?
We don't know all the facts, but yeah, there was definitely some death there.
And so he's apparently fighting for his life in hospital currently.
Yeah, and we don't know. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember Anna Maria, who played Benjamin LaRue in Isidingo. He was in a really bad car accident in about 2008 or 2009. He was in a coma, there was a head-on collision somewhere in Pretoria.
Wow.
And had some brain damage for a while and had a bit of memory loss. And there was a major court case after that.
When was Rapulana's accident?
Was it over the weekend?
Yeah, it was in that major storm that happened
this past
on
weekend.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So that is going to affect Generation storylines in a big way, because what Generations are doing lately, and I have to tip my hat to Generations, they're going into the heart of what people are finding topical and what people are talking about, and they're tackling issues head on. The issue that they're tackling at the moment is polyandry, which is a woman who wants multiple husbands, which I think is a lovely, lovely and very controversial thing to tackle.
Very controversial. I mean, I've just been listening to conversations by people, and there are a lot of men who are like, no, this was wrong. This is wrong.
Yeah, sure. And to get past a man's ego, I mean, that is a big deal.
There's no way. I mean, for a lot of guys, they just can't accept the idea that a woman might be able to have many men, but that they can't have many women. It's crazy. For most guys, it's just completely outside of the realms of reality.
Yeah, I think it's a double standard there. Completely.
Totally.
If the one can have, then the other one must
speaking
have.
Speaking of having it all, has Caitlyn Jenner still got the cock and balls, or has she got rid of that? Is that coming out in season two?
Well, season two is coming out very shortly. I think she still has her full equipment.
Okay.
As far as I know, she hasn't gone for the full chop.
I read... CS says it's a nonsense article. I read an article on Friday that Caitlin is going back to being a man.
I'm fairly sure that is complete bullshit. Sorry, CS.
I reckon Ryan Seacrest is there going, Caitlin, you got to show the Franken beans. You reckon? Season, you're not going to get a season three unless we see Tackle.
We're never going to see the Tackle, all right?
No. Well, not on
And if
E.
we do, it's going to be a mess.
But Seacrest is shrewd like this, Gareth. He's a druid. You'll get him back and there's flames all around. He's going, right, Caitlin.
Seacrest's modus operandi is, think about how the Kardashians got famous.
Mm.
Leaked sex tape.
Hmm.
Anybody want to see that? Bruce Jenner getting it on
Someone
with Candace
will
Cain?
See it. Yep.
Sure, why not?
There's a market for that kind of stuff.
Because Bruce Jenner is supposedly a straight man in a woman's body now.
Yeah, it's so complicated.
So Bruce Jenner
I've given
is
up
now
with trying to understand. So he
a lesbian, basically.
He's a lesbian. He's okay.
Yeah, she is now a lesbian.
Right. Now, if Caitlin, let's imagine, because I think Ben's right. You've got to show the equipment. That's where the real fascination lies. Because we're pretty stupid monstrous
you
creatures.
You can't show it on TV.
Well, not on that E channel.
You won't be able to.
You would have to leak it somewhere.
Yes, yeah. We can leak
you
it.
You can blur it. But that channel will not be able to show it.
All right. So who do we think the most amazing combo for Caitlyn Jenner would be? Who would Caitlyn Jenner take down in a leaked sex tape that everybody would talk about? Got to be someone very hot.
Or what if she goes to find herself in Thailand, takes a couple of wrong turns.
Oh, no. Lady boys.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And then she's like got new friends. And
yeah. But she here's the real catch is she doesn't realize that they're boys.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we're all having so much fun together. And then she finds out later on that they've also got cock and balls. And she thinks they're girls. Good
Where
move,
they find
Ben.
You guys?
who do you think it should be, Flax? Who's the girl in question?
It wasn't going to be a girl. It would have been for ultimate rating Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm fairly sure that Caitlyn Jenner, if anything, is a little bit homophobic.
Yeah, she is.
She is, which is weird.
She's also Republican.
Very weird. Yeah. Very, very weird. So I don't see Caitlyn Jenner with a guy.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's completely ridiculous. Vinyl? Can we talk about Vinyl? Anyone seen Vinyl?
No, tell me about Vinyl.
Vinyl has started in America. It hits South Africa on Thursday night, Mnet Edge. It's a 70s music drama.
Hmm.
And Martin Scorsese has directed the pilot and will be directing some of the other episodes.
Wow.
Mick Jagger is a co-executive producer on this show.
Wow.
And they've been trying to get this thing off the ground for years.
Please don't tell me it's a musical like that gay rubbish.
No. Not a musical, but it's about the record industry in the 70s. Okay. So it's a whole bunch of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
That I'd watch.
Okay.
That I would watch. Now you've tipped me off.
Ray Romano is in it, not the lead. And in a dramatic role, which is interesting. I mean, for me, he's always Everybody Loves Raymond.
Uh-huh.
So to see him in a dramatic role, that's going to be interesting. But Bobby Cannavale from Boardwalk Empire is the lead on this one. And the buzz is it's fantastic.
Mm. I would watch
Vinyl,
this.
Vinyl, hey?
Vinyl. It's,
and you're saying it's already showing on our TVs.
It will be on Thursday night here. America's seen the first episode.
You know what's going to happen. This is going to be the kind of show where, because Mick executive produces it, Mick Jagger, it's going to be the sort of thing that everyone's going to be guessing how much of it is real and how much of it is fictional and who the real people are that inspired the fictional stories.
So in pre-publicity interviews for the show, Mick Jagger has said that he did a whole bunch of research into the record industry and how it works because the Rolling Stones at one point in their career went bankrupt, which is inconceivable to me that you would be bankrupt as if you're as successful as they are.
Especially in those times.
Right. But I suppose if Kanye West can be bankrupt, then...
I don't think so.
Publicity stunt of note.
Are you sure? Because he's now asking Mark Zuckerberg for money.
I'm not sure, but it smacks of publicity.
Yeah, it smells of attention.
Yeah, and we know that Kanye is an attention-seeking guy.
Yeah, well, it's part of his business, his job description.
That's his brand. That's what people expect from him now, and he certainly is okay to flash his ego about and do that. So that's fine. But so Mick Jagger has said that he did all that research, and that's what prompted him to want to create this TV show about how the record industry actually works. So a lot of it is going to be massively based on a true story.
Oh, there'll be some great stuff in there. Because I don't think we know the half of how debaucherous the music industry was in the 70s.
And also how corrupt.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of shady dealings happening, a lot of people being pushed out of things that they own, a lot of people being screwed over, screwed out of money.
Absolutely.
A lot of corruption.
Well, you just described empire without the family stuff. But yeah, which is getting a third season, Empire. Bates Motel. I think I probably mention that every time because I'm massively...
Is that still going?
So season 4 is coming, and we should be getting that in about March.
Hmm.
But didn't you find Empire really tapered off and it's now just becoming soft? It's just so like...
Yeah.
And not, people are not raving about the second season.
They're not. And that is the danger of having such a hard-hitting, such high-impact first season is how do you sustain... I think we spoke about that with How to Get Away with Murder the last time I was...
Which stepped up, and season two was good.
Season two has possibly been better with How to Get Away with Murder. I wasn't sure how they were going to carry that story through, but wow. It's all in the writing. The problem with Empire, I think, is that they had... I can't remember how many episodes for season one, but season two, they've had to extend the number of episodes. And that's very difficult for a creator of a show because you then have to start adding more plot, more storyline, and you start having to fill things out. I read a very interesting interview with Shonda Rhimes in, I think it was Variety or Vanity Fair magazine, where she said that if she wasn't forced to have that many episodes on Grey's Anatomy, so the network forces them to have 24, 25, 26 episodes, she would have... She would condense the storylines. She would choose, say, 12, 13, 14 episodes because there's a massive lag in the middle. And that's why they have to do season breaks and things like that to just keep the flow. That's why you have to kill off McDreamy, I guess, to re-inject some energy into a show that after, 12, 13 seasons is looking a little tired.
Yeah, I mean, I love that woman though, because, you know, after Grey's Anatomy, you've got Scandal, and now you've got How to Get Away with Murder. I mean, her work has just improved.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great.
Well, she's surrounded herself with a team of very good support staff, because there's no way that one person can make that, and there's more TV shows coming from her production company.
Hey, let's talk about, House of Cards.
Yes.
Is that coming back and when?
Fourth season is coming.
I can't wait. Come on.
South Africa, 8th of March, Netflix a couple of days before that.
Sure, that's
so it's
next
very,
month.
Very, very soon.
That's,
yeah.
That's like in good. A few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So we're definitely going to be getting that soon. The issue of TV Plus that we're working on now has a big story on what to expect for the fourth season, because I don't know if anyone has seen the third season, but the way it ended had quite a cliffhanger.
I didn't see the end.
So basically she's
going to walk out.
She's telling him that she's leaving him. So what they're setting up for the fourth season is that the Underwoods are going to be against each other.
Okay.
So how is he going to re-elect as president, because he's in a re-election?
With his wife as an enemy.
If his wife is going to undermine him. So that's setting up a new conflict, which I think is a really good idea.
Awesome.
Because you have to, as Ben said, you have to up the ante.
I think this is great. You know, I could talk to you all day. Janine says, Vinyl is shit hot. You will love it. So she's already seen it.
Excellent. I like that.
Hanani says, Ben, if you haven't watched it yet, have a look at the series War and Peace and The Outlander. They've got a touch of Downton Abbey in them.
Brilliant. I shall have a look at that. Thank you.
Yeah, so War and Peace is a BBC series. We don't know if it's coming to South Africa, but there are 6 episodes to the miniseries, and it's based on the book, so it's going to be...
Tolstoy.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Well, you couldn't do that in a movie.
You couldn't?
It's too big.
Are you kidding me? I couldn't read 15 pages of that before I fall asleep every time, and then the book falls on you and it kills you. Terrible. Alright, there's so much other stuff we could carry. Tell me how The Voice is doing.
Voice is doing very well.
It is good.
It is doing very, very well, and people are loving it.
Is Karin Zoid the most popular judge?
It's hard to know who is the most popular judge. It's probably Bobby's abs at this point.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Does he show them?
He has. Of course. Okay. If you've got it flaunted, of course.
Well, why not? Why not?
No, he definitely has. You have to do that. That's the nature of television. Mm. As reality goes, I think this is really good. Compared to The X Factor, it's knocked it out the park. The X Factor is probably regarded as a flop, the local version.
Okay.
Whereas The Voice is definitely, you could tell from the first episode.
I also see here on the opening page of the latest issue of TV Plus, Minky van der Westhuizen's going back to TV.
She's going to be hosting Boerseke Vrou.
Wow.
Oh, Ben's favorite.
For CakeNet.
So Ben loves that show.
They're changing the presenter. They have a couple of times on that show. She's back in South Africa now.
Where was she?
She was in the UK.
She was in England because she married a rugby player.
Huh.
But she, screw this. It's this existing thing. It's more like Vrouseke rugby player.
Yeah.
It's a much better show, Minky.
That would be a good show.
And this is the thing. They go to Ellis Park and they're watching the game and they're bored shitless.
Yeah, we need three different shows here, Ben. We got Vrouseke rugby player,
yeah.
Right, which will appeal to a certain market. Then we need Skeberish seeks a black diamond. Okay. That's another one.
No, no. Yes. Not Skeberish. These women are not Skeberishes. They're just ambitious and they have a plan in life.
Sorry. Pantypreneur seeks black diamond. All right. And then the third one we need is gay guy seeks sugar daddy. Those would be three really fun shows to watch. Don't you think that would up the ante? You talk about upping the ante.
This is real life, Garrett. This is society as we know it.
And you'd think that every concept of reality TV has been covered by now.
I've just given you three.
I'm going to go and pitch a TV show to someone now.
Just pay me some royalties and you can have it. In fact, I'll advise for free from here on in.
Or maybe you can be a judge.
And also, let's just rename this booster.
I'm tired of it. Trust me. The judging thing
You're
is
all sad. Judged out,
I'm
are you?
All judged out, yeah. All right. Enough of that. Yes, Flax, last question that we've got to let... poor Jared's got a magazine to put out.
I saw that Jonathan Boyton Lee and his girlfriend Jay Anstey and like a couple other celebrities went into like a jungle somewhere to film a movie or something like that.
Yes, they're making a horror movie.
Really?
Yeah, local horror. Well, I think it's a local horror movie.
Do you think it's going to be good?
I've noticed that there's a huge...
Flax is a tough one, that, hey? Jonathan Boynton Lee is a TV presenter. I don't know if he can act. There's one concern. Jay Anstey would probably make a great scream queen. I could see that working. The problem with horror is that no matter how bad it is, you probably would have an audience.
Who's the top ticket item in South Africa at the moment in terms of getting them onto your show or getting them into your movie to make it work?
Oh, wow. Look, there's...
Who are they going to pay the most for?
They're going to pay you. You're going to pay a lot of money for people like Bonang.
Right.
Maps is doing incredibly well.
Okay.
Jay Anstey's not acting a heck of a lot, so that's not somebody that you would pay a huge amount of money for. Nomzamo Mbatha is probably somebody.
Oh, yeah.
If you can pull Connie Ferguson away from Generations for a bit, you would probably need to pay some serious dollar for her.
She costs a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, her and Shauna are working on more seasons of their drama series from Zansi. So that is one busy lady.
Yeah.
And she's still a mom. She's a working mom. So
she can do it all.
That's a busy lady. Yeah, it's a difficult one. Shauna Ferguson, we'd love to see back on TV.
Oh, yes, please. Sorry.
You know, he's married, right?
I know.
Doesn't matter.
I can observe from
She's allowed to look.
Couch. Yeah.
Fine. Looking
Come
is
on,
free.
Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Tamisha Marsha doing very nicely on Scandal.
Yes.
He's back on soaps playing a villain. Nice to see that. Enjoying that quite a lot.
It's closer to his real life persona. He's a villain, right?
I know Tamisha to be a very nice guy.
Of course he is. That's why it's funny.
Let me stick up for him a little bit.
I love Tamisha. All right. You know he's got a show here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course.
Usually you'll find, general rule of thumb, the people playing the villains are the nicest people ever.
That's true.
And the people playing the sweetheart
are the assholes.
Total bitch.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Jared, thank you. We'll check in on the latest edition of TV Plus magazine.
Thank you very much.
Jared has been working around the clock to bring you all the information you need about the best TV shows, and he always provides that useful info for us here, so thank you.
Thank you. And then also, Gareth, I don't know if you saw in the latest edition, we have an interview with Paul Giamatti from Billions.
Oh,
I'll leave you
excellent.
That copy.
Thank you. Yeah, I see that in here.
Yeah, the back of that one.
Got it.
Page 78.
Isn't that guy just great?
Paul
Giamatti is so great.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. He has his own production company, which I like. So you can. He's like a real actor. There's something. He's got a presence. He's not going to do crappy movies for money.
Yeah, he does.
He's like the opposite of Adam Sandler for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when he tells the guy to pick up the shit with his hands, you can believe it.
Yeah.
Like, he will do that.
Do you know what's amazing is I watched him in a series that nobody, I guarantee you no one else here has ever watched or will, about John Adams, the second president of the United States, and he played John Adams.
It was a miniseries, right?
It was superb. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't, but I think he won or he was nominated for awards for that.
Absolutely extraordinary, and that's where I suddenly
realized.
He's
very, very, very good.
This guy's a force to be reckoned
with. Can I mention two other shows?
Jeez, all right. Yeah.
Sorry. Fear the Walking Dead.
I've taken so many notes.
I was going to ask you about that, and we ran out of time.
We're going to get the second season from April, and it's a bumped up. So they've done the same as The Walking Dead. First season, 6 episodes. Second season, bumped up to 15 for Fear the Walking Dead.
Brilliant.
There were mixed reviews, but I thought it was fantastic. I loved it. I thought they set it up brilliantly for a second season, and I want to see more of the zombie apocalypse.
Also from the West Coast.
Yeah.
You get tired of them just walking around Georgia.
I think what Fear the Walking Dead is giving us is stuff that The Walking Dead is not doing. So exactly. If you watch the two together...
It's like The Hottest Sister.
Yeah. Between that and iZombie, which is probably my favorite zombie show, I'm zombie satisfied. And then RuPaul's Drag Race, which I still think is probably the best reality TV show out there. It is the most fun. It's better than Lip Sync Battle. The eighth season is coming.
See, yeah. Do you know the show?
In April. It is... It's a scream.
You do.
The show's bad.
No, Sia, come on. How can you say that?
It's Lady Gaga pink times glitter on top. It's too much.
That's what it's supposed to be.
I know.
Hey, we've lost David Bowie. We need someone else to pick up the slack. All right, thank you very much. Jared Orlin, TV Plus Magazine. Always good to catch up with you.
Thanks, guys. CliffCentral.com.